Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pat Bostick joining us right now. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Now, we are great. It's just me today. Jim is working on the updates. Chris is off. So you and I are going to talk. And I know you've done this. You did this last year, and I know we talked about it. And I got this great email again not too long ago from Bruce Berman. Tomorrow, you better get sleep tonight. So it's you. It's your buddies Brad and Rick and the aforementioned Bruce Berman. You're going to be up early at Chartier's Country Club tomorrow. And tell me what you're doing at the crack of dawn tomorrow.
Yeah, so this is the third time I've had the privilege of doing this with Bruce Berman, whose daughter Meredith, when she was younger, had cancer in common. Obviously, you know what that's like. I've been in Children's Hospital before and have been fortunate to walk out there not having to deal with near the struggle that a lot of parents deal with. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play a minimum of 100 holes tomorrow, starting at 5:30 in the morning. We'll let it fly. And, our goal is to raise $50,000 for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. So it's the Golf for a Cure 2020. We'll play starting at 5:30. We'll play till dark. And we've got about honing in on $15,000 in. So if you search Golf for a Cure and go to the Children's Hospital website, all proceeds will benefit pediatric cancer research. And I'm just honored to be a part of it and want to thank Bruce and Brad and Rick for putting it together.
Yeah, that's great stuff, and we've tweeted it out, so be sure to check that all out. Now, you've done it the past couple years. When do you start to hit a wall?
You know, strategically, you try to ease into it. Make sure you start. We'll play a little alternate shot. So we do cheat a little bit, I guess. Play a scramble here and there, just to make sure we have a little fun, keep it interesting. But you hit a wall in the mid afternoon. And, especially, thankfully, it's not going to be as hot as it's been tomorrow. And if it was in the 90s, I'd be a little bit more concerned. But, we're four strapping men, so we'll be fine.
Yeah, now, I know, being an old quarterback, it, comes with the territory that all good quarterbacks, for the most part, are good golfers. But I've got intel, maybe from the clubhouse. Someone has told me this, that a key to a good golf swing is alignment and tempo, and you've struggled with both in the recent past.
Yeah, I have. And I don't know who said that, but I think it might be my swing coach, Bruce. But I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. That's the frustrating thing about golf is once you think you figure it out, you're reminded that it's not a game of perfect.
No, not a game of perfect at all. Pat Bostick. All right, we move on. And be sure to check that out. We've tweeted it out both from our station account and from my own account on Twitter. So be sure to help those guys out. It's a very noble endeavor that they're doing tomorrow. So check that out on Twitter, and we'll tweet that out and get it out there on social media more and more. All right, college football, Pat. You're a pretty decent expert at golf. You're a big-time expert at college football. What's the proposition they're going to play? What does your gut tell you right now?
I've felt better a couple weeks ago than I do now. I think there's still some time here. I know, our conference in the ACC is taking a thoughtful approach and looking to make a determination by the end of this month, which, would be shortly before training camps would be set to open. At Pitt, our guys have been back working out in a phased approach. And I think, again, I want to give credit to Heather Like and her team and Coach Narduzzi, the whole medical staff. We're so fortunate at Pitt to have UPMC and the Steelers alike to kind of follow suit. And, you know, we've had a thoughtful, phased-in approach to getting back to quote-unquote normal, where you can resume team workouts. Not to that point yet, but, you know, I think once you start honing in on that point, you want to make sure before you do that you have an idea of, you know, the end game and when and if you're going to play and what that schedule looks like. So I really think it's up in the air right now, and you know, I'll expect to hear some more in the coming weeks for sure.
Do you think that you can do this safely?
That's the million-dollar question. You know, I know that what you're seeing from the Power Five conferences is a concerted effort to try to create as much of a bubble as possible. You know, it's inherently hard to do when you have college students. Now, again, you know, all of us will take our marching orders from the institution. And, you know, the Chancellor Gallagher's got obviously his hands full with more than just student athletes, but the entire student population, and has implemented a flex scheduling option with a lot of virtual class settings, which helps the cause of trying to create a bubble and then test very, very frequently. So I think if that infrastructure is put in place and there are, you know, is aggressive, you know, to use the word of the day, your word of our time, really, mitigation for when, you know, inevitably you have those positive cases. I think you look at the PGA Tour and how they've handled it. I think obviously football is more complicated. When you have 105 to 10 kids on a roster, and then you bring 80 of them to a game with another 80 of them, and then how many coaches. So it's a tall order, but I will say that I've been really impressed with, you know, what the medical advisory, various medical advisory boards, our Dr. Aaron Maris is on, the approach they've taken, and, you know, up until this point, it seems that you're seeing that followed. But once you get a training camp and guys start hitting each other, then that'll be another story, and we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Pat Bostic with me for a couple more minutes. I'll tell you, the thing that I keep playing in my head, Pat, is obviously the non-conference schedule not going to happen, but if some teams within the conference can play and some teams within the conference can't play, then what do you do? Do you forge ahead? Do you not? Do teams forfeit? Because I honestly feel like that's probably going to be the most realistic proposition. Some can and some can't. And then what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if the 2020 football season had a word, it would be flexible. It's going to have to be, and I think, you know, the movement you're seeing from the Big Ten and Pac-12 and then obviously the SEC, and, you know, we'll see what happens with the ACC and Big 12, but to go into a conference schedule probably with less games, you know, 2, 3, 4 less games, you've got to build in time and the ability to be flexible and try to keep things tight. And, you know, you're going to – we've seen so far across the country there are going to be positive cases, and minimizing the impact of those positive cases will be the challenge. And again, you've seen that. Again, I referenced the PGA Tour again, but again, their contact is far less frequent than football. So you're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to have to be flexible and nimble. And the 2020 season is not going to look like the 19 season, and hopefully it looks nothing like the 21 season either.
You know, I said this as well. A lot of people, they think that the easy fix is, oh, we'll just play football in the spring. I mean, that's what happens. You move football to the spring and it works, and there you go. If you play football in the spring and the NFL is not going to move their draft, you're going to lose your top 100 players in college football. They're going to say the hell with it, and I'm not. If they're not playing in December, in January in bowl games, they sure as hell aren't going to play in March and April of football season.
Yeah, I think that's a tough one. I mean, I think it's more practical probably at the – this isn't meant to be disparaging, but at the lower levels, you know, Division I, AA, and FCS, and down the line, where you don't have that, you know, that carrot in April hanging over your head, you know, the NFL draft. And then you also, you know, bring into light, too, I mean, just a – you got 85 scholarship kids on a football roster. You know, there's already been, you know, challenges, exceptions made for student athletes that didn't get to play their senior spring season. You talk about, you know, 20 seniors not getting to play their senior year, or, you know, bringing another class in the spring and having to extend scholarship limits. It becomes a financial responsibility as well. And then I think foremost is, you know, for the guys that return, you play in the spring, you're going to turn around and play in August then. I mean, there's just a lot to consider with you know, just saying we're going to go on a six-month break and play in the spring. And the big elephant in the room, too, is what's going to be different in the spring that's going to be different in 2 months. We don't know that. This virus has been anything but predictable.
Take me through, last thing for you, I think. I don't know. I just looked at the clock once. Take me through Kenny Pickett's day. If you're Kenny Pickett and you've been in his shoes in terms of being a quarterback, not in these tenuous times as far as health, does he just have to prepare as if the ball's going to be snapped game one and go about it that way?
I think all those guys do. And you know, for him, obviously the challenge is enhanced by not having time to throw with receivers, only getting three spring practices. You know, this team's got a couple freshmen that have showed some promise, at least early, and just the time to gel with those guys. But really for him, I mean, and what you were able to do with Zoom meetings and enhanced contact with coaches in the spring to be able to try to make up for those spring practices, just being mentally sharp, you know, and reviewing as much film as possible and getting prepared for the season. He's fortunate. This is his second year in a system for the first time, really. I mean, in earnest, as a starter, Mark Whipple is back as offensive coordinator. He's got a year under his belt with film of him playing in that offense. I think you got to prepare like things are going to be normal and then adjust. And I really think that's probably the motto for everybody. And there will be a lot of that adjustment. He won't be unique in having to work with it.
I'll tell you this, though, just from a conversational standpoint, and if people are listening, that's fine, but this just between me and you. As somebody who used to go to Pitt Stadium and stand on the sidelines, and somebody who's been going to Pitt games since the time I was little, and somebody who has a place in my heart for all Pitt athletics and loves Pitt football, and it really is Pitt's freaking luck that they assembled this defensive line, and then the world is falling to pieces. I mean, seriously.
I know. I mean, it's hey, you know, I try to look at the glass half full. You know me well enough. Maybe this is the maybe this will break the streak then. Maybe this is the last bit of bad luck we're going to get, and then it's a smooth sailing from here. I doubt it. But hey, there's a lot of teams out there that, you know, this was going to be their year, you know, up the road and State College. They got a really good team coming back. They've obviously been close. It's tough when, you know, especially you look at guys that came back like Twyman and Ford and Hamlin getting another year and, you know, Patrick Jones, guys that had the opportunity to go to the National Football League and wanted to come back because they wanted to play together. That's where you feel worst is, you know, their last year together is going to be different. It already has been. I think the silver lining in all of it is that, you know, times like these, hopefully, and I think especially for young men that are 18 to 22, it certainly will be something they never forget, but it'll ultimately bring them closer together. And
very well
they'll remember
said.
It. They'll remember it forever, and it'll be a formative part of their maturation.
No, very well said. And I agree with you. I agree with you to some degree. I just want to see them play football together. Pat, good luck tomorrow.
Too.
We've tweeted it out. Get out there. It's a great cause. As you know, it means a lot to me as well. And super thing you're doing tomorrow. Thanks again. And hopefully we're talking a lot of football in the very near future. Thank you so much, Pat.
I look forward to it, Colin. Take it easy.
All right. Pat Bostic, one of the best guys you'll ever come in contact with. Love him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.